Hallo, Test.
Sind sie eigentlich drin, glaube ich, ne?
Wow,
das ist es
ja.
doch.
Okay, I think we can start with a pre-paper session announcement. Stefan Kost of Bastard will be demoing their system in the Macpool in about 1 hour. And yeah, I want to welcome you to the today's paper session in this room. And I'm happy to welcome Christoph Haag, Martin Romori, Franziska Windisch and Ludwig Zeller with their presentation of Offener Schaltkreis, an interactive sound installation. Yeah, let the show begin.
Hello, welcome everybody. Thanks for coming, even if you are a bit delayed. We would like to present our sound installation, Offener Schaltkreis, translated open circuit in English. Maybe I first introduce the persons here because they are not sitting in the same order as written down there. So this is Christoph Haag, Martin Romori, that's myself, Franziska Windisch to the left, and Ludwig Zeller here to my right. First we've got the paper. The last paper was finished I think this morning or last night. You can download the latest version from http://osk.openkhm.de. For the stream listeners, osk.openkhm.de. And we would like to start directly with our demonstration video, which you could see in a loop, parts of it, right now before the talk begins. And for the stream listeners, you will find this video also on the website under this URL I said before. And this video should demonstrate the overall conception of this installation. Maybe it's a good point to start there. So let's stop at this point. You should have a brief idea about the concept of the installation. I think the original video was a bit longer and the version on the website is the long version. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
so.
It
yeah, it's shortened for this talk. Okay. First, before we go into the details of the installation, let me just describe a little bit the circumstances of the development of this installation. It's developed at the Academy of Media Arts, Kunsthochschule für Medien, KHM, at Cologne. We've got a seminar series there, which is called OSFA, Open Source for Arts. I started this seminar series in 2005, originally as Open Source for Audio. Then I noticed that I could increase the number of interested students by calling it Open Source for Arts and still doing audio stuff mainly. this is connected to the Sound Lab, Klanglabor at KHM, where I'm working. We also got workshops there which are closely connected to software like PD, SuperCollider. We've got Unix seminars, Linux install parties, but also open sessions in the lab for discussing ideas, project ideas, and developing them. And exactly that is the case for Offener Schaltkreis, which started in summer term 2006 as a completely open seminar without any topic given before. And then out of the discussion, this installation came out of it. The only pre-fixed thing was the installation should be realized using open source technology. Yeah, that's an example of one of our workshops with another certain personality of this Linux audio community. Okay, so then I would like to hand over the work to Christoph Haag.
Okay, I will give a short introduction to the visual appearance of the audio installation, the Offene Schaltkreis. In the beginning, the technical system of the Offene Schaltkreis was developed as an audio display for an exhibition about architecture and urbanism, which took place in the Zeche Zollverein in Essen from September to December 2006. The theme of the exhibition was the micropolitics of urban space, which was described in the catalog as a dialogue on reconfiguring and reactivating the marginal, residual, and public spaces of our cities. The audio displays were meant to be listening stations to playback interviews with the protagonists of the exhibition, which were architects and urbanists, but also with local residents from the Ruhr area. Therefore, our starting point was how could one reflect the themes of the exhibition, which were architecture, urbanism, but also everyday city life, in the design of the audio displays. As our goal was to reflect this background in our design, first question was how works perception in a city? A city is composed out of fragmented areas which fulfill different tasks and therefore look different and smell different and also sound different. For example, you have living areas, industrial estates, shopping areas, suburb places, or places of transit. As an urban territory has many different faces, while moving through a city, you have the impression of constantly changing surrounding. But actually, it's not the space that changes, but it's your position. On an auditive level, this could mean what changes is not the sound, but what you hear. Our idea was now to change the content of the audio sources, not like switching channels, but the visitor has to change his position to select different information. So the idea was to imagine movement through a city and scale it down into an exhibition space. Comparable to the perception of a city, we tried to use the concept of a constant existing but not constant perceivable synchronism. And we wanted to make different audio sources perceivable within a movement through the space. Because of the spatial restraints of an exhibition space, it was quite clear from the beginning that it will be hard to have constant playing audio sources and keep them clearly separated. Just different to a city where different places are separated, for example, through distance or walls or anything. So next question was, how could we achieve that in an open, relatively small exhibition space? Our solution for that was to have silent audio sources located somewhere in the space, and visitors who have to move through the space search for audio sources and activate them. So the audio sources are constantly there, but not constantly hearable. The technical solution for this concept is a system of open copper tracks which carry a constant audio signal. And by putting speakers on this open copper tracks, the carried sound signal becomes audible. After we have tested with plain speakers, we decided that the usage will be easier if the speakers are embedded in a bigger object. For this, we used prefabricated string spools. On the left, that's the object we used for the Talking Cities exhibition. On the right, one we used for the OSK finally. For easy application, every surrounding, the system we developed for the copper tracks was modular, so it could be easily adaptable to any place. It was designed resembling railway tracks, also to recall the transportation networks of a city. That's the modules. That's one possible arrangement. This modularity should guarantee the possibility to spread the web of copper tracks in every surrounding to create an interaction between the architecture, which is actually there, and the network of the copper tracks. With that, it was also possible to adapt to any place. So the exhibition space was used as a surface, but this was unfortunately impossible during the exhibition Talking Cities, because it was forbidden to change or apply anything at the building, because the Zeche Zollverein is UNESCO World Cultural Heritage. And so we had, for the exhibition Talking Cities, to put additional objects into the space. So that's the exhibition space in the Zeche Zollverein with this object. And that's the space where the OSK took place. It was also developed, first version was developed by another team of people at the Department of Hybrid Space at the Academy of Media Arts, and the OSK was developed by these people here at the Klanglabor. So for the offene Schaltkreis, we had no restraints regarding the application of the copper tracks. That's a photo of the building. Took about 2 days to apply them to the room, and it was possible to weave the copper tracks directly into the room and adapt to distinctive features of the space. So could use special places in the room and adapt the copper tracks there. These are some examples. This is a speaker placed on the tracks on the floor. The tracks have one common mass line, which you can see in the middle. And on each side, there's a different channel. So we put the speaker on the tracks. And if you choose one on the side, left or right, it's a different channel. At any place of the OSK, there's always a combination of a mass line and a signal line. While the visitor plays with the audio sources and makes the playback receivable, he creates new spaces through spatial recombination of the audio sources. These are some examples. You activate the audio, and within that there's a different audio soundscape in the room. And Francesca will tell some more to the sound.
Okay. Okay, I will give now a short overview of the sound recording and preparation process. Like it was mentioned before, the idea of city and architecture was the origin of the aesthetical development of this display. So it was evident from the beginning to work with sounds taken from the city itself. So we started to collect field recordings of different urban sites, sites that should be later compressed into the room and transferred down on the map. As the sounds had to be adjusted to the characteristics of these little loudspeakers, we began more and more to work with transformation of the material, including its synthetic imitations. The resulting tracks are connected to thematic areas, but more on an associative level and not strictly referring to their real origin. As we had in our last exhibition a set of 14 copper tracks on the floor, 14 different audio tracks were prepared. Each track is played back with a loop player that moves slowly forward through the given audio track by looping little excerpts. All the technical details will be explained later by Ludwig. To enhance not only sensitivity for movement in space, but also for movement in time, four scenes were included in every single track. All tracks are moving more or less simultaneously through the four scenes as a whole, creating loosely synchronized but always different auditory scenes. Similar to the sound of a city which shifts through levels of intensities, following a kind of dramaturgy through the passing hours of night and day. To give a short example, I will now play some arranged pieces out of the sound material that was prepared for our last installation. Christoph told a little bit before, the possibility of a playful, quite free spatial arrangement, the visitor is able to create acoustic landscapes. The agglomeration and spreading of audio sources creates places, like real places in the exhibition space, including the formation of interstitial spaces, like spaces in between. Okay, now I give the mic to Ludwig.
I have one on my own. Hello. So the next part will be a technical overview and some in detail look at the programming and the electronics we used for realizing the offener Schaltkreis. Of course, the central piece of the installation is a PC running Linux. Our loop players are patched in pure data, which read our prepared audio recordings. The PC is connected with a multi-channel audio interface that drives the installed copper tracks seen here. And the last piece of this diagram are the speaker cylinders themselves, which are placed by the visitors. These cylinders also have open copper contacts, as you probably guessed, at the bottom too, so that placing them on the tracks connects the amplified audio signals over the soldered cables, inside the cylinder that lead through the foam donut seen here to the inside and then to the speaker itself. To ensure a good contact and thus a low contact resistance, an additional iron weight was placed inside each speaker object. In pure data, the most important features that we implemented was a loop player abstraction that is instantiated for each channel in order to play the prepared recordings. These players use a macrogranular sequencing synthesis like approach that offered us interesting modulation possibilities that are controlled by the visitor's activity through the recognition of addition and removal of speakers at the installation. The patch is available also on the website Martin was pointing to at the beginning. So I want to get into details about the loop player and that macrogranular looping approach. The loop players read the materials in progressing loops, playing repeatedly with forward-moving loop markers. Of course, that's a relative simple approach, but it creates a diffuse sound that blends between different areas of the loaded waveform. And one benefit for us of this approach was that you will never hear the absolutely same loop even over hours, because these loop markers are modified and modulated by the activity of the visitors. We have prepared a little sound demo. I hope the moving loop markers will get audible.
In den Kasten rein, bitte. In den Kasten rein, bitte. Nächste Runde.
Yeah, I think it got quite clear in this speech recording that it was not used in the installation in this form, that in this situation you move through the words of the recorded sentences. Yeah, just as a small example, this is what the loop abstraction looks like in PD. The actions of the visitors are mapped to volume and the loop length, and thus controlling pitch and speed of the playback. This mapping is done for each channel's player instance. This interaction mapping is modeled after the behavior of. Sorry for the aliasing. It's modeled after the behavior of heat energy in a lossy environment. You can see a temperature here, a thermometer, probably it's called like that. And basically it's like an object that is heated quickly and slowly loses energy again by cooling down. The energy in our case, is fed into the system by placing a new cylinder, while removing cylinders is taking energy. We wanted the insulation to sound the way it is treated. Much interaction is stimulating much, but if it is left alone, it will naturally cool down. As it is shown now in this example, the system is permanently kept on a certain level. This would be the case if somebody or several people keep on taking and placing cylinders. But now if these people stop acting or leave the room, the insulation will cool down. Are we still on? Have you? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, this is it's a short example of what it could sound like if the installation is left alone over some time. Then the system reaches the lowest state and enters a special case treatment. If it is left alone for a few minutes and only a few speakers are placed, it will continue to play soft sounds, silent soft sounds, due to the applied player modulations. But if then somebody comes in and places or removes a speaker, the special case treatment will... Yeah, the whole system wakes up suddenly. We wanted to simulate some kind of social behavior within the group of speakers, because if you remove or place it on one track, all the others will follow too. So even though, of course, it would have been possible to only isolate the reaction on one track, it was important to us to have it on all tracks. And basically this activity simulation underlines the metaphor of a real city where if no action is on the is on the streets, it is quiet, and in bustling places tend to be loud, of course. Yeah, there's a soft damping applied on the other end of the scale, but I think we can skip this since we are running a little bit out of time. This is just a small example, but which basically is also not this important right now, I think. So I'm sorry. And now we come to the electrical details. And the devices we use to measure and recognize the activity events. This is again the bird's view of the installation. And all tracks are fed from a central place. You can see that's the Linux machine, the I/O, the interfaces, many amplifiers we used for it, and a little circuit board I will tell more about in a minute. Besides the actual audio content signals, all tracks carry an inaudible reference signal, which is basically just a 20 kilohertz sine signal at a constant amplitude. This is used as the reference for counting the amount of speakers that are placed on the copper tracks. This is done the signals pass this circuit directly after the amplifiers and run to the copper tracks. When speaker cylinders are placed, the current returns over the mass lines. But before the installation, the signals get picked up over measurement resistors for each channel is one installed. And the audio content and the reference signal is fed back into the computer. This is the circuit board I mentioned before. This is the flow of the signals. On the left-hand side, you can see the feedback back to the edit IOs. And basically, what we are doing then is the preference signal is isolated again and through spectral analysis, and the resulting values in respect to the amount of placed speakers is shown in the graph on the right side. When no speaker is placed on a specific track, the feedback signal of that track will be zero since the electrical circuit is simply not closed. But with the first speaker placed, the amplitude of the isolated feedback signal jumps to a certain value well above zero. Yeah, probably. Like here, it's not quantified. And as you have seen in the circuit diagram, all speakers are in a parallel connection. And this means the more speakers are placed in that parallel connection, the more the equivalent resistance of the placed speakers is decreased, resulting in an increase of voltage on the divider between our measurement resistor and the actual installation. And well, that's the voltage we sample then again, and thus this level converges logarithmically towards the amplitude of the fed-in signal when more speakers are added to the same track. And then we transform that graph in order to get the discrete integer number of placed speakers. And then when we have the number, of course, we can recognize changes if it gets more or less on each track, and then we can apply and transform it to modulations of the simulated activity. Yeah, well, I hope this was understandable and interesting to some of you. And we just want to invite you to the next full installation of the Offener Schaltkreis at the Make Art Festival in April 2007 at the Maison de l'Architecte. Well, you know what I mean. And it's in Poitiers, a very nice city not so far away from the Atlantic in France. And, well, that's it.
Thank you very much for the interesting presentation. Yeah, we are running a little late, but I think we have time for some questions, if there are any. No questions. Last chance. Okay, no questions. So it was a perfect presentation. Thank you.
Super, danke. Schöne Arbeit.